flushed from above, they lurk beneath suburban streets, clogging the sewerage network and damaging water treatment plants. Now junkbergs, or fatbergs, are the target of a new campaign in Adelaide, complete with graphic images and a catchy jingle. And while these tangled masses aren't quite the monster fatberg seen in the UK, authorities say they're a serious problem which is costly to fix. Caroline Winter reports.
It doesn't seem like a difficult task. But for some, knowing what to flush down the toilet and what not to is a challenge. Just ask Anna Jackson from SA Water.
We do from time to time get some crazy things coming through the wastewater treatment plant. We've had rubber chicken, we've had mobile phones, we've had driver's licences, you name it, it's come through our network.
The biggest problem is when junkbergs or fatbergs get stuck in the system. They're the clumps of waste bound by fats and oils that form in drains and sewers and are made from things that shouldn't be flushed.
A classic one that's causing a lot of issues for us is actually the wet wipes, the tampons and the sanitary pads. But for us, what we're doing is we're spending $400,000 every year just taking those things out that are actually rubbish and dumping them at landfill.
To try and crack down on wayward flushes, SA Water has launched a fatberg fighting campaign. It includes confronting images of the unsightly bergs and a jingle spelling out what people need to do.
What goes in the loo? Paper, pee or poo? Your loo will thank you and our sewers too. If it ain't the three P's, pop it in the bin, please. And remember, just paper, pee or poo.
Anna Jackson says it's not just about keeping sewers healthy, but saving residents from overflows at home.
A third of the world's population don't actually have access to a toilet. And so for a country like Australia, where the access to a toilet is pretty much guaranteed, respecting that system is incredibly important, and appreciating your toilet.
We're just finding that people are using the toilet much more like a garbage disposal unit these days.
Adam Lovell is Executive Director of the Water Services Association of Australia. He says while Australia's fatbergs aren't as bad as the notoriously large ones in England, our flushing habits aren't great.
Look, it's a big issue. It's a big issue. It's costing in the tens of millions for water utilities around the country to fix up these problems.
Wet wipes are the biggest concern for water authorities. But last month, a court found there was insufficient evidence Kimberly Clark's flushable wipes were primarily responsible for significant blockages. Adam Lovell says it was a disappointing ruling, and it's important to understand what flushable really means.
We're very keen to see the publishing of an Australian standard around flushable wipes, and that should be open for public comment in August, September sort of time, and hopefully in place by the end of the year. And that will give a lot more clarity to people about what's flushable and what's not. Until that's in place, we are urging people to use the three P's.
If it ain't the three P's, pop it in the bin, please. And remember, just paper be your poo.
SA Water's Healthy Sewers jingle, ending Caroline Winter's report.